From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, June 27th. Coming up, bird flu has ripped through the U.S. this year, affecting more than 40 million commercial and backyard birds. But one Iowa county has been hit harder than anywhere else. We'll learn more in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois Congresswoman Mary Miller is under fire for a racist comment her campaign says was not intended. Alex Degman reports.
Miller was speaking alongside former President Donald Trump during a rally ahead of Tuesday's primary election against Rodney Davis.
On behalf of all the MAGA patriots in America, I want to thank you for the historic victory for white life in the Supreme Court yesterday.
Miller's campaign responded, telling NBC News that she misread her prepared remarks and meant to say right to life instead of white life. Miller responded on social media with posts spelling right to life in all capital letters alongside pictures of her with her grandchildren. The Rodney Davis campaign, in a statement, called Miller's comments part of a, quote, disturbing pattern of behavior and said she's unfit for public office. I'm Alex Degman.
At that same rally, former President Trump endorsed Darren Bailey in Illinois' GOP gubernatorial primary. Bailey spoke for a few moments, promising that Illinois will be, quote, ready for President Trump in 2024. Supporters of Donald Trump waited hours in line while others camped overnight at the Adams County Fairgrounds to catch a glimpse of the former president. Victoria Griffin of Springfield says she voted for Trump twice. She'd like to see Trump run again because of how he dealt with the economy.
Obviously, times are different right now compared to how they were with when Trump was in office. And I think a lot of people can see that at this point.
While inflation came up often with those in the crowd, it was not addressed at length by Miller or Bailey. The primary election is tomorrow, June 28th. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is calling a special legislative session to further protect abortion rights. Pritzker says he has support from both Senate President Don Harmon and House Speaker Emanuel Chris Welch to call lawmakers back to Springfield within the next few weeks. Speaking on Friday, Pritzker says the stakes due to the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade are enormous.
I've been alive 57 years. They haven't taken away rights in my entire lifetime. Today they took away rights, and they're aiming to take away more rights. They've indicated that in the decision.
Pritzker says a number of ideas will be considered for the session, but was light on specifics. No date has been set. Lawmakers in 2019 passed a number of measures to protect abortion rights, like removing the trigger law that would have made abortions illegal upon the overturning of Roe. Meanwhile, the Party for Socialism and Liberation in Champaign County organized a Friday evening rally in downtown Urbana in support of abortion rights that drew more than 100 people. The protest came hours after the Supreme Court reversed the decision that legalized abortion across America. Planned Parenthood's health center manager in Champaign, Jennifer Fetters, was there. She says it's a tough time for the country, but their doors are still open.
You know, I'm proud that we live in a state where abortion is still legal and available to, you know, women, and not just abortion, but our services are still available to everyone.
Fetters says Planned Parenthood has been preparing for this moment since a high court draft opinion was leaked in May. She expects many residents in neighboring states to use Planned Parenthood facilities in Illinois. Still to come, the latest outbreak of bird flu has hit areas across the country, but one northwest Iowa county has been hit hardest. We'll take you there coming up next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Bird flu reemerged in the U.S. this winter, and it's affected chickens and turkeys in 36 states, including Illinois and Iowa. More than 40 million commercial and backyard birds have died or been killed to stop the disease from spreading. But one northwest Iowa county has been hit worse than anywhere else in the nation. Harvest Public Media's Katie Pikus reports on the effects of bird flu in Buena Vista County.
Bird flu was first confirmed in a Buena Vista County commercial turkey operation in early March. Throughout that month, the disease popped up again in a large egg-laying operation and two more commercial turkey farms. Colin Johnson's farm in Albert City was one of them.
I mean, you put your heart and soul into something, and then instantly it's gone. And you'll never recover that work. You can't go back.
Johnson says there were no outward signs of the disease, but two tests came back positive. And that meant all of his turkeys, nearly 40,000, had to be killed to contain the virus. Johnson has been around turkeys for nearly seven decades, and he says this was the most wasteful and tragic livestock experience of his life.
The first few days were the hardest emotionally, having lost that. Oh, like a farmer with a beautiful field of corn gets hailed out and there's nothing left. It just hits you in the gut.
Instead of raising turkeys to go to market, Johnson spent weeks composting their carcasses. His turkeys were among the more than 5 million commercial birds that had to be killed in Buena Vista County, the most of any county in the nation. Chad Hart is an agricultural economist at Iowa State University. He says avian agriculture is a big industry for the county and the county seat, Storm Lake.
When you drive into town, one of the first things you notice is that big Tyson plant.
Tyson Foods is the county's largest employer. Local turkey growers send their turkeys to the plant in Storm Lake to be processed. There's also Rembrandt Enterprises 15 miles north of town. It's one of the largest egg producers in the U.S. and the county's third largest employer. Hart says that means bird flu is a double whammy.
Not only do the farmers and ranchers get hurt by the loss of the flock, but, you know, the downstream workers in the processing plants get hurt as well because there's less product to process.
That's what happened at Rembrandt's egg production facility. Bird flu was found in one of its barns, and the company had to destroy the entire flock, millions of egg-laying hens. Then it laid off 135 workers. The company didn't respond to multiple requests for comment. I met Oscar Garcia at Better Day Cafe in Storm Lake. He's a former supervisor at Rembrandt Foods. Though he left before the latest bird flu outbreak, he worked at the plant when bird flu broke out 7 years ago.
They did have layoffs, but they provided people with jobs.
Garcia says back then, workers were contracted for cleaning jobs at other Rembrandt plants. But not this time. Instead, people were given a severance package and told to find other work.
And it seriously gave me goosebumps, like, oh man, these are family friends. Some of these households, both parents work there.
Garcia put some of the laid-off workers in touch with a job center that helped them find work at Tyson. At Upper Des Moines Opportunity, a social services agency, they've been helping some former workers pay their gas, electric, and water bills.
Hola, señor.
On a recent Monday morning, outreach specialist Maggie Reyes accepts a donation of detergent bottles from the grocery chain Hy-Vee. Reyes says she's been buying double the amount of food than she normally would for the agency's food pantry in order to help the laid-off workers and their families.
I know that families will keep coming, so that's why I just try to have a full here, because how it comes, it goes. The food goes very fast.
It's hard to know how many of the 135 laid-off workers are still without jobs, but Tyson did target advertisements at former Rembrandt workers. And the Iowa Department of Agriculture says the four poultry sites affected by bird flu can get new birds. I'm Katie Pikus, Harvest Public Media.
And finally, in your forecast, we'll see sunny skies today with a high of 80 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Harrison Malkin, and Katie Pikus. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.